Because we moved from that house when I was five.
Wow.
So we haven't had long. And I remember my daddy, we didn't have inside plumbing. And he, of course, he was building houses. And he would go out next to the screen porch and put him up just a lean-to. Mm-hmm. And at night, he would draw water and pour it in this big bucket that he had sitting up there on a tray. Mm-hmm. It had holes in it. And when he'd come home from work at night, dirty and tired, the sun would have warmed that water enough that he would jerk the tray out from under it and stand under it and get a shower.
Oh. Now
that was in about 36. Now we moved to when he didn't want me crossing the big street because I had to walk through the Smith Woods and we had to ford a creek. Well, he didn't want me to do that. So we moved up to the other end of Roswell because the street didn't go like it does today, right down through the middle of Roswell. Mm-hmm. It turned.
Oh.
So he didn't want me crossing the street, so we moved. And we had been living in that house about a year when we got inside plumbing. And I liked the inside plumbing, but I still liked to go outside. I thought that was neat because I really didn't know that much about an outhouse at that time.
Uh-huh.
But that to me was kind of like a dollhouse because it was mine and mine alone. Nobody else used it except me.
Oh, yeah, that would be handy. It's like having your own bathroom.
That's right. It was a long time before I had my own bathroom.
Yeah, your own outhouse.
Right. And I remember, and I've heard this all my life, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said in the olden days, the townsmen went to the middle of Roswell and measured a mile each way. And that was the city limits.
Hmm.
And in 1948, I lived on and right out there at the corner, it had a sign, "Welcome to Roswell, population 1,000.
Wow.
We didn't have a high school here. We had to go to Milton up in Alpharetta. So we'd go down to the drugstore and wait for the bus to come by and pick us up and take a staff ride. We had some unruly children too, and they'd upset the bus driver. He'd stop on the side of the road and sometimes he'd put them off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'd just say, "Get off, I can't take you this anymore."
Wow.
But at one time there was a high school in Roswell because I graduated from the 11th grade in 1932.
And it was in Roswell?
It was after that they went to Milton to high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I reckon the school was getting so large that they couldn't take care of it. See, it was just one building.
Mm-hmm.
But then they made an addition to it, but I don't remember the year.
The Fulton County just put all their money into Milton on the north end and another one in the south end.
Hmm.
There was two high schools in our area.
But then there was only 9 in my graduating class. And now then just look how many? 9.
Wow. So Roswell was really pretty rural back then.
Oh, huh? Yes.
Like out in the country.
You knew everybody and knew where they lived. And now then somebody can tell me where they live, it doesn't mean a thing to me. It's just strange. I don't have any idea where they're talking about.
It seems so funny for me to go to the grocery store and not recognize a single face there. Because when you heard the fire siren, you knew some of your folks were in trouble. So everybody would go to see if they could help. And if you ever saw the lights on in the funeral home, you went for sure because
mm-hmm.
somebody had lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a big change then,
mm-hmm.
from then to today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The streets that go out to our houses, the one that was going out to her house, in the wintertime you could barely get up one of the hills
mm-hmm.
that was going to her house. It was so steep and so. Now, as far as I can remember, and Sib, you may remember this, but even when I was in grammar school, the road machine came by Uncle Grady's house.